Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Right, let's get Andrew in here. The Elk Grove Kia talk line 916-909-1320. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, love the quarterback talk. Love your guys' show and everything. Just wanted to call in about the Dak thing. So if you think back with Dak, so his first start was in that Hall of Fame game against the Rams.
Okay.
And that's where he lit it up. And then everybody was like, okay, I think we have something. Kellen Moore obviously broke his leg in training camp. And then Romo got hurt in the preseason that same season against the Seahawks.
There you go.
That was the one where Zeke was going up against the Legion of Boom, and he has that clip where he popped Cam Chancellor. But yeah, Romo rolled out. I don't know, broke his
was
back
it his,
or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it his like clavicle or something? Like,
I think it was
collarbone, I think.
Yeah. Collarbone.
He rolled out. Collarbone. Yeah, collarbone. Rolled out. I think Bruce Irvin was the one that actually got him. And it was just the same old story with Romo. You know, he was just old, beat up, and then, you know, Dak came back in and just took the reins. Obviously, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I love Dak. I love his story. I love everything about him. Professionalism, never an issue with him. The dude just shows up. He works, obviously. Everybody knows about the playoff struggles and the playoff success and things like that. But from a franchise quarterback situation, I mean, what more could you ask for? I mean, he's there. He's all about business. He says the right things. I mean, he's a role model. He's a great dude, and I just wish the best for him. But I just love that whole kind of underdog story, you know, the fourth-round pick. Mm-hmm. Two dudes got hurt in front of him. Because, I mean, think back. Like, Kellen Moore, he was a baller at Boise State. I mean, he holds so many – NCAA records at the quarterback position.
Pac-12 legend.
Well, Dak's not dead. I just want to,
well,
like...
did you see him last week? Well,
Lord carry him now.
Well, I don't think Dak's dead. I think he wanted to kill somebody. That's what it was. I like Dak, too. There are some things about Dak that I don't really like, but I actually like Dak, the quarterback. I don't have a single issue with the Cowboys doing what they did. I think the alternative was significantly worse. And most, whether you like it or not, most teams sign quarterbacks that aren't going to win them a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Dak is fine. Like I said, regardless of the things that I talk about, that I'm not a believer in his game. He's a really good quarterback, first and foremost. Like when you talk about the NFL, like he's a really good quarterback. And the story's great. Like my man said, like I remember the first time I heard about Dak, my buddy who was like really big into college football, he told me, he said, yo, tell you right now, I'm putting $100 on Dak Prescott to win the Heisman. I said, who the hell is that? He said, this dude at Mississippi State. I'm telling you, I looked at the schedule. It's going to be easy. They're going to be 8-0 when they play Alabama. He's going to light it up. I said, man, you tripping. I ain't never even heard of this dude. So that's what made me watch him. And he balled out. And having that year and then seeing him go to the Cowboys and just his career just in general, man, he don't seem like a bad dude at all.
And if I remember correctly, was that the Connor Cook draft?
Might have been.
Well, because I feel like Jerry's press conference the next day didn't talk about Dak Prescott. It was about how they should have gotten more aggressive to go draft Connor Cook. Do I have that wrong?
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't know.
What year was Dakota drafted? Where is he? Where's Dak? Where's Dak?
I think you have that right, because there's a Raiders article from 2016 says Raiders get over on Cowboys draft Connor Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't age well at all.
Yeah, I'm sure there's audio or video of Jerry Jones saying we should have gotten more.
There's audio of Jerry Jones willing to, indicating that he was willing to move on from pick this and pick that.
I remember that on my screen that the audio popped up. Let me play it real quick. You know,
Wow.
I really wish we would have gotten Connor Cook. You know, if I would have been a little bit more aggressive, then, you know, we would have went up and got Connor Cook. And what he did at Michigan State and the way he snatched that trophy from Archie, the boy, I tell you, that's just the guy that needs to be a Cowboy, because I want to win so bad. I just want to win a Super Bowl so bad. I wish we had Connor Cook here.
Do you ever wonder why I block you?
You got to admit, when he took that trophy from Archie,
they found pictures of Jerry Jones blocking a civil rights march, but they can't find video of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Talk about it.
They did.
Hey, they got that in 4K too. Like it's
Jerry
Jones. They found that in HD.
Jerry said, "What? I don't remember that moment, but I was there.
It was
and
a teachable moment. Yeah, bro.
What did Jerry say?
It's a teachable moment.
Didn't Jerry hit us with it? Yeah, everyone was doing it.
Right there in 4K. Jerry Jones saying, no Negroes here, but we can't find video of Wilt Chamberlain. Do you know I just found a video of Babe Ruth calling his shot? I found a video of Babe Ruth calling his shot in 1932.
Is that legit?
And you want us to believe that Wilt Chamberlain scored 100
points? I'm starting
points.
To think Wilt didn't even have 80, bro.
Let's keep it real, bro. Bill Russell was kicking Wilt's ass all that time.
He might not even have 80 that night.
Do we know the Celtics actually won 8 straight?
All right. You know what? Yeah, we do, because they hang in the rafters of the TD Garden. Hey.
I've only seen one highlight. Havlicek steals the ball. That's the only one I've ever seen. I ain't seen 7 others.
Don't do this. We got an alliance. Don't do this.
Babe Ruth calls his shot. Look at this. Look, he takes off and he starts running and he's like, oh, don't remember, you're white, run, don't switch it up. And he runs with like his arms just barely moving. This is like, I don't even know how you watch this video and go, Babe Ruth was an athlete.
they said, what was what the naysayers say about that? They said he was just pointing to a light. He said, there's a light back there, I can't see. That's what the people who don't believe it say.
Let a naysayer know.
All right, buddy. Whatever you say. I can't believe that's still on the board. Hold on, I'm trying to find the video of him pointing at the light.
That's what it is. He said, there was a light back there. There's a light, I can't see.
This whole thing is a work. All of this is a work.
Would we get a better picture of Wilt's 100-point game or the next photo of Bigfoot? What's better quality? Bigfoot.
There's one photo of Wilt's 100-point game. One.
There was no cameras in the building. That wasn't even in the building. That was in the locker room.
And who'd they say took that picture? Like the press guy? Hey, hold the sign up.
Okay, let's actually talk about this for a second. So we've told this legend for however many years, like Wilt Chamberlain holds up a piece of paper just with Sharpie 100 and it's like, all right, he scored 100 that day. Good enough for us. He's holding the paper, fellas.
And you know what I'm thinking about now too is
I'm about to go down the most absurd rabbit hole in history.
And I'm sure we can find it if we Google it. But we don't even like hear a lot of people say they were at the game.
I've never heard one person say they were there. There's no like, oh yeah, I was there.
Well, to be fair, the game was in 1962. Like,
not that long ago.
Yeah.
Who were you talking to that was going to be there?
So, first, well, no. because how long have we heard about this story? It don't have to be 2024. In 98, I didn't hear anybody say it's at the game.
Well, I think in their defense, there was only 4,000 people there.
And Charlie was around.
Charlie!
No, I'm not dissing. Like, Charlie talked about, like, he's seen, like, those guys and stuff like that.
Charlie was probably...
He was probably, like, 8 or something.
Well, Charlie, I think he said he was in the third grade when Kennedy was killed. And he has a vivid... Where was Charlie when Wilt scored 100 points? Charlie's going to walk in. It didn't happen.
Kyle's right in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House. They got video of the Wright brothers inventing an airplane in 1903. but nothing for Wilt. And I say this melancholy because I don't want that to not happen. I'd be sad if it comes out that the 100 points didn't happen. But people are making a lot of good points.
Honestly, it's honestly kind of better if we find out this didn't happen because Kobe being the leader is so much better.
Wilt had 23 at the end of one. He had made all 9 of his free throws, including according to this breakdown.
23 is nothing. Like who? If somebody scored 23 points in the first quarter today, they wouldn't be like, he might get 100 tonight.
There's countless hours of like video of just NFL players with no face masks and soft helmets and all that playing football from the 1940s, and we can't get anything from Wilt.
Poor Wilt.
George Kittle not practicing today because of a hamstring.
No, great.
Is that normal, Kyle Madsen?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe
he's ignoring me.
The audio wasn't up. I just turned it up. But he says, nope, that's not normal.
That's not normal. Okay, good. Well, fine. All right. Well, all right.
Jeez.
Okay. Who else? Someone else is missing. Who else is missing? Mooney Ward is missing. He's not practicing today either.
That is not okay either. This is... But I was thinking about this last night.
The closest Wilt Chamberlain ever came to 100 again was 73 and 72.
Kyle just said there's photos in the USA Today database, like a Wilt from 62 or whatever. So they had cameras. It's just a matter of, Wilt, where's the footage from the game?
There he is.
Is that versus the New York Knicks?
No. Nope. They don't have pictures from that game.
So they got pictures of every other game.
What that one?
Oh, we just forgot our camera.
That game, it was 169 to 147. Mm. Were they going crazy about how offense is ruining the game?
Was Mel Kiper saying something?
Stop playing the 2-3 zone.
Over something real quick.
Yep.
No wonder Wilt scored 100. Look at this guy in the back. Look at my guy right here.
Well,
what is this guy doing athletically?
Wow. Goodness gracious, that's tough.
What is this guy doing?
I don't know.
It looks like Rich Hines.
He does. He does. Can I just point out one other thing? Look at all of them.
Facts.
Look at all of them.
The guy Kyle pointed at plays ball at 24-hour fitness.
That, how did he not average 100?
That looks like a
he
crew.
He almost did.
Well, he almost did. That's true. That looks like a crew you run into at your Candlestick Brewery's place we go to.
This is James.
Well, that's all right.
That's me here, number 5.
Yep.
That's me.
Yep. Number 5 at least looks like an athlete.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe that's not me. Maybe
that other guy, that guy does not look like a professional athlete at all.
In fairness to Wilt, he did what he was supposed to do against those guys.
Do we throw him in the Hall of Jim Thorpe?
No.
Because
He did what he was supposed to. He played against
Jim Thorpe did too.
Well, who really even
Well,
knows?
Chamberlain scored.
What are Jim Thorpe's numbers? Like, what did he do?
No clue.
He was running a 5.340, and they were like, he's the greatest. No, fam, no.
Some dress-up shoes.
James, that's a shoot. That's a shoot. He's... Where is medals? He won a decathlon gold medal and a pentathlon. He's got 2 gold medals. Simone Biles got like 97. We out here talking about Jim Thorpe.
That's what I'm saying. His numbers don't even match.
Michael Phelps won 2 in an hour.
Michael Phelps won two in one race, it felt like.
That might be true. That might be true.
Jim Thorpe, we ain't here.
I need to see how
far. I will defend Wilt a little bit, though. Wilt did what he was supposed to do. You play against those plumbers, you need to average 63, and he did.
This is just crazy. There's no evidence that this ever happened. There is actually more evidence that Bigfoot is real.
That's facts.
Than Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points. There's more evidence that there's other life forms out there than Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. Come on, man. Tell me Santa Claus is real. Somebody, please.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, just one witness, please, say you were there. Please, just one.
Oh, wait a minute. I think this is getting better. With no sleep and suffering from a hangover, he boarded the train to Philadelphia at 8 a.m. It was a cold, rainy Friday night with 4,124 spectators.
How does he know? This guy wasn't even there.
Well, how do you know he wasn't there?
He hadn't said he was there. He's just telling a story. I could tell a story, too.
Well, it's Wikipedia. It's got to be true. We'll come back.
Can you imagine Jim Thorpe running a slant and Ed Reed's playing safety?
Did you guys see
a couple weeks ago when Ed Reed was like, I see some weaknesses in Pat Mahomes. And people were like dissing him.
Where's Ed Reed talking at?
He was on Kay Adams' show, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it.
I like Ed Reed.
It was pretty interesting. I'll tell you when it comes back.
Well, speaking of people saying things and they must be true, Steve Kerr said something. We've got that. That sounded like hate. It wasn't. It's just the segue. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
So,
gotta go find this audio now. Well, got Kyle's Twitter page up. Let's go find it.
While we're finding the audio, the Ed Reed thing I was telling you about. So Ed Reed was on with Kay Adams, I think after the first game of the season. And he wasn't like hating. He was just like, nah, Mahomes is that dude, but he's got some weaknesses that are pretty easy to see. Like you can see the weaknesses. So like there was half the people like, oh, Ed Reed, you're just a hater. Like you sound crazy, yada, yada, yada. And the other half was like, yeah, Ed, there probably is weaknesses, but not everybody's Ed Reed. So then they find this clip you guys probably seen. Have you seen when Ed Reed, like, they say he was like one of the only people to trick Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning went to trick him, and he knew what Peyton was doing, and he tricked Peyton. Mm-hmm. And Bill Belichick, they're like watching it on like NFL 100 or whatever. And Bill Belichick is just going crazy, like, oh, my, this is one of the greatest plays I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen this happen to Peyton. I've never, Ed Reed is the smartest player, da 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 da. But that's, they were referring back to that as like, yeah, don't be so surprised if Ed Reed says, yeah, I see weaknesses, because Bill Belichick is like, Ed Reed is the smartest player I've ever seen.
If you think Ed Reed was hating, then you're probably just not familiar enough with Ed Reed.
Pretty much.
I'm sorry. I was looking for something. I'm just curious real quick. What's happening here?
Uh-oh.
Oh, Joe, you got something to say?
You know what? There's a reason why you pay more for Five Guys, in my opinion.
Joe, you got...
Well... All right, Joe.
Oh, no.
All right, Joe.
Oh, well, no.
All right. Man, put Joe's mic on for 2 seconds.
It's my guy's first day.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right, Joe. This is allegedly a radio call of Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game.
Luckenbill, back to Chamberlain. He shoots up, no good.
Crystal this clear. Is not real.
Luckenbill, back to Luckwick, into Chamberlain.
Bro, this is so doctored. Not Zay. I'm not saying. I'm talking about them trying to pass this off as the radio. So think about this. Does that sound anything look like the guy, right? Like the actual mic. Does that sound anything like Havlicek stole the ball? Like there's like some what static, a little bit of static and everything, and Havlicek stole the ball. This guy somehow was saying it in HD. Listen to him again.
That was Gorilla Monsoon, as far as I'm concerned.
The guy is clear as hell saying it in these mics right here. And all of a sudden, he's stop. No. This gets worse. I don't even like this, because this gets worse and worse. It really does. Damn, Will, you didn't really do it. Damn. Terrible day.
Is that Bill Campbell? Is that who that was? Does it say? It doesn't say. Of course it doesn't. Why would it? Bill Campbell. I don't think I knew people ran on. How did anybody know? Was there a big board up top that said 100?
Yeah. Who,
How did people run out on the court? How did they know he scored 100 points?
Maybe people be lying on themselves. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Copy, there was no track.
A copy of the radio broadcast of the game was only uncovered in 1988. WCAU's original game tape had been recorded over by one of its engineers, a standard practice in those days. However, a Philadelphian had recorded with a, I don't know what that word is, but I'm not saying it, part of Campbell's coverage of the fourth quarter, but only the Warriors' possessions. 2 years later, reel-to-reel tape of Campbell's entire fourth quarter call surfaced.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a student at the University of Massachusetts had recorded a 3 a.m. rebroadcast of the fourth quarter of the game. And the NBA merged the reel-to-reel with the, not using that word, which included a short post-game show.
Come on, man. That's not real. It's not real. I can't believe it's one of the worst.
So say on record, you don't think he scored 100.
Man, this is one of the if I think he scored 100, it's just because I'm wishing upon a star at this point. There's no evidence that he scored 100.
The last 46 seconds were played, and Chamberlain just stood in the middle circle waiting for the game to end, not wanting to touch the ball, as 100 sounded better than 102. I'm just so fascinated with, like, how did he keep, hey, how many am I at? 65. How many am I at? 80. Like, did they have Titantrons or whatever they're called back then? Was there a big scoreboard at Hershey Bark Arena?
I mean, look.
All right. I don't know.
Do you see any evidence that this happened?
Well, there's a lot written about it. I wonder if I search, did Wilt Chamberlain really score 100 points.
I
wonder what that would bring up. Well, it brings up the same Wikipedia page. Now there's reels.
Okay. Wait a minute.
They got Wilt with a clown nose.
Oh, no. See, this is why.
And here's a Reddit thread. What can go wrong with Reddit? Is there actual proof of Wilt's 100-point game? The first answer emphatically says no. Do we know that Thomas Jefferson signed the Constitution? Sure, it has his name on it, but where's the YouTube video?
No, that's a good rebuttal. That's pretty funny. Where's the YouTube video? I found two people.
I also heard Jordan's only finals loss was deleted from the internet. He was actually 6-1.
Also, how do I do this?
You're there.
Am I good? Thomas Jefferson didn't sign the Constitution.
Well,
that's the
great part about it. That's what makes this even better.
He did not sign that document.
Right. Isn't that Thomas Jefferson?
Well, and the first person replied, "Bruh, that didn't happen."
Thomas Jefferson, though, on fraud watch because he plagiarized the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, this is that's a good funny. One. Oh, I like this one even better. Reddit is amazing.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that.
In an era of racial segregation, why would so many people attest to Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points? Mm. It wouldn't make sense for white people to claim superior black athletes.
Jeez, goodness.
It wouldn't make sense. This is a hell of a post. It wouldn't make sense for white people to claim a superior black athlete accomplished such a feat. Oh, this Reddit place. Wow. It has been proven by multiple sources and journalists that the NBA did not record a high volume of games back then.
So I've found...
Also, Thomas Jefferson did not sign the Constitution.
Yeah, that's a rip. That's a rip.
Oh, no wonder people love this place.
Would a newspaper clipping suffice here? Kyle's got one pulled up, I guess.
Well,
we got the box score.
I found three people who claimed they were at the game.
That was fast.
One person said it was their parents' first date.
Okay.
So maybe all is not lost.
That sounds Disney movie-ish. I'm not buying it.
Bob Stum witnessed Will Chamberlain's 100-point game. Said it was dumb luck that he even got there.
Okay. All right. It was dumb luck.
Yeah, no, hold on. Do we got Bill who just went to the game on a Tuesday night with his son? Everyone's got a fun little story to tell here.
I'm just so...
I found a $20 bill on the floor, and I just saw him to get tickets for this game. Wow.
The only thing I want to know is how did they know he was at 100 points? Like, did they announce it? Like, Wilt Chamberlain, 98.
No, they definitely didn't.
So how?
Well,
did
maybe
it
they did.
Well, the way
maybe
they calculate it too, I'm sure there's a chance he might have scored like 94 or something like that. Just Billy wasn't great at counting that day.
I do know one thing though. That radio call is fake.
I'm not sure that it is.
Nah,
why are you sold on this radio call being
that
fake?
Radio call is not real.
Okay, you're gonna end up on the internet.
That radio call fake. It is doctored there, to the heavens.
There's a video that said, what did Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game look like? A composite of what his 100-point game would look like. This is amazing. This is incredible. This is. I don't even know how you fake something like this.
I'm going to still hold out hope, though.
Okay.
I'm going to stick beside it.
All right.
I'm going to stick beside history.
You going to hold out hope for Steve Kerr? Steve Kerr.
Well, yeah. I hope that he gets away from his problem soon.
I hope we all get away from this problem. Steve Kerr said, what podcast was he on? Do you remember? It was like
he was on Dan Levitard.
Oh, it was Levitard. Okay. He said the angriest he ever... Sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing at this. Steve Kerr said the angriest he ever was with Draymond Green was when he punched Jordan Poole.
Mm.
He also said it made the season incredibly difficult. You don't say, Steve.
And didn't they try to say maybe like, because no, it's all good.
Maybe because he made a TV special about it the day before the first game. Or an hour before the first game, I should say. Damn. Or, hear me out, Steve. Maybe it affected the season because you guys did nothing about it.
Mm.
You're just like, it's cool. It's in-house. Or, Steve, maybe you guys spent so much time talking about how the video got out and not enough time about what was on the video that caused a little problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a guy. I don't know. I like Steve Kerr, but I don't know.
So I just want to know, what do you think? What do you think?
I have 47 Wilt Chamberlain tabs open. Can you? I just need to close some of these. I'm sorry.
What do you think they should have done in that situation? Obviously suspended him, not let him play the first game of the season or whatever the case may be. But do you think if they suspended him 5 games, do you think that would have fixed the situation?
It's a good question. Now, I think after all these years, we've never asked.
How do you guys think this all goes down if we never see the video? That's never out
we
to the public.
Wonder, well, no, they'll allude to it. They'll allude to some inner house turmoil that caused them to not be as good that year or whatever.
I mean, like, do you think the Warriors would have just swept it under the rug even more at that point? Like, do you think all
they swept it under the rug and the videos
yeah,
out
yeah.
there?
Yeah. They it may have gone a little different. They would have swept it under the rug or tried to, or we never known what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out when I say this. Could it have salvaged Jordan Poole and Golden State? Because part of what kind of potentially maybe messed him up was the fact that was public. Him getting punched like that, circulating all over the basketball world forever. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't get out, is it easier to maybe mend the fences a little bit? Maybe not between Jordan and Draymond or whatever the case may be, but does it help with like his embarrassment of the whole situation? Jordan.
Maybe. But let's try this. Imagine people actually worked here and there were actually people in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And in that lobby, no cameras, no nothing. I punch you. Mm-hmm. And you go down that way in front of everyone. All of our coworkers. No, Chatty House doesn't know. Drew Down doesn't know. Ramsey doesn't. It's the one thing Ramsey doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You just come back to work in front of Justine, in front of Stacy. Like, hey, well, you know, we sent D'Lo home for a week. You know, we took his Kim Snack Shack privilege away. But, you know, he's back here. We got a title to go in this year.
Mm-hmm.
You just get over it?
Probably not.
Because I'll tell you, for me, I ain't getting over it.
Probably not, for sure. But it'd be different if that happened and the video turns up on CBS 13.
For sure. But is it? Because, like, I understand we're talking it like the embarrassment is greater. Mm. Like, it's a greater pool of people, no pun intended. I get that.
Mm.
But, like, you've got to be here every day in front of all of those people that saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I feel like. I understand it's a hypothetical. That's what Jordan would have been. Jordan has to face Steph Curry every day.
Mm.
Steve Kerr every day. Bob Myers at the time. All of those people. He sees those people who witnessed that act every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm with you.
I understand your point for sure. I think there's validity to it, but I don't know how much it makes it different for Jordan because he still has to be there and is expected to work with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You punch me. I don't know. We're working together.
Do you think it changes at all?
Be like Martin and Tisha Campbell that last season of Martin.
We're going to start this segment real quick. D'Lo had to.
Yeah. We just alternate
D'Lo's
segments.
D'Lo's in Michigan.
Right?
He's D-Lo's at his mother's house right now. You know, he's
pretty much that would be.
Do you think it would have been to like what the way you just broke that down? Do you think it would have been any different, say, if in the craziest world they traded Draymond because of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. If Draymond's grown, I think it's different.
But to your point, though, like Jordan Poole still has to face Curry.
For sure. Yep.
Like they still all saw that, and he's got to go in there.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
But the other guy's gone.
Mm.
I told you the only
I think
solution,
it'd be better. I don't know if it would have been fixed.
The only solution I thought to like, y'all want to be normal. He's going to have to beat Draymond Green's ass.
Mm. They have to fight.
Exactly. Like they saw you sucker punch me. Everyone's going to see me beat your ass.
Mm.
That's the only way.
Or at least try.
Yeah, exactly.
He might have lost the fight.
Right, exactly.
We gonna fight.
Well, you would have had to do the old Rougeau brothers thing that they did to the not the British Bulldog, but the Dynamite Kid.
What?
Just drop him with like a fistful of quarters or whatever.
Oh no!
Ray Allen and Rondo fought.
Yeah, that's right. The year they won the championship, right? Or was it the year?
It was around that time.
Yeah, they did.
I don't think Rondo won, but
I think the more I think about it,
it was before the All-Star break, right? Like, things were really bad with Boston.
Yeah, I think it was around that time, I think, vaguely.
Yeah.
The more I think about this, the only solution is Jordan had to go. There was no salvaging that. Because the way you just laid everything out, like, say, in that hypothetical situation, you get fired and I stay here. I still got to face all these people that, number one, saw what happened. Mm-hmm. Number two, I'm the reason you're gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is going to linger.
And I'm loved in this organization. But he is.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. And then when you talk about like the video getting out, that even amplifies it because there's fans, like you said, who love Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the reason why he's gone and say the team isn't any good, now that's all back on you. Like the more I think about it, there's no way Jordan could have stayed. There's no way.
Fair enough.
And that's a crazy situation. And did you see Legends came out with that other video? Legends, I don't know the time. It definitely wasn't after the punch. I feel like it was before the punch. Or Draymond pulled up on Jordan Poole in the huddle.
I don't
talking
think
about
so.
I'll beat
it's,
your ass, all this new? Other stuff. Yeah, they just put it because they do this, I guess, in the offseason. They find these other ones
in 2021. Yeah. Oh, this is not this isn't the day of the fight.
No, this is I think this was the before the fight, right? 2021.
I'm gonna beat the S out of you. I will F you up.
In the huddle.
You man, NBA players use the word hoe a lot. that's on all of these videos.
He's another one too.
You can't even see they do use that one a lot.
Why would you call him that?
What is this? Is it? Look at Steph trying to. This stuff, man, this stuff y'all put Steph Curry through.
This dude, Draymond, is. That dude, that's something else, bro. That guy's something else.
This is in front of fans.
In front of fans, front of the players, all in the public.
Oh, but I did realize this. I don't know that. It absolutely looks like this staff from the Golden State Warriors are forming a shield.
Yeah.
Do you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Steve Kerr's looking at his clipboard.
Because to be honest with you, like, and some people may like this about him or respect him. I don't think it's cool at all. He really would have fought him right there. Like, he really would have punched him in that moment in front of everybody.
He is an unhinged. Yeah, I think you used that word before.
Yeah, he's definitely unhinged.
He's an unhinged human being.
Definitely unhinged. So,
I did see the video. I did see this one of LeBron going at Phil Handy.
Why would we just wait
till halftime? Hey Phil!
Do you see the one of Russ is kind of funny because Russ kind of like loses it. Russ, I remember when it really happened too. Russ loses it. It's like, all right, settle down.
No, I don't think I saw. Where's Russ? I see Charles and Jordan.
That was great. Jordan was just laughing at Charles. Charles was like, this isn't fair.
Fan and LeBron. I saw that one. Legends is a wild. Oh, wait. Oh, this is. Oh, I did see this one. This is the brother.
Russ loses. Who is that? Who is that, AD? Who is that?
Yeah, Russ is crazy. Russ is about to beat that man's ass. Who's that, Rondo's brother?
Yeah. And he's unbothered the entire time. And Russ is losing it. Nah, AD, yeah. Who is that? Who is that, AD? Yeah.
Y'all wonder why I love this man so much. Like, he is identical to me. We have the exact same short fuse. I love that dude so much.
Rondo's brother, just unfazed. Just like, dum-de-dum-de-dum.
Waving at him. Hey! Man, there's like seven people there.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
Oh, these Legends videos are amazing.
Russ is crazy. Yeah, but that was...
AD laughing at him. Calm down, Russ.
He's like, yeah.
Calm down, Russ.
He said, no, you got me effed up. But, yeah, Draymond, it was interesting that Steve Kerr actually said that. Well, I appreciate his honesty, but I don't want to say they swept the uneasiness under the rug all year, but it kind of felt like that, right? Like, oh, no, you know, it was internal, and, you know, we kind of go through things, and we'll figure it out. And Steve Kerr comes out two years later and says, we just kind of never recovered from that.
Well, Draymond Green told us the very next year when Jordan was gone, oh, man, it was just so bad in the locker room. It's all better now.
You're the problem. It's all better now.
He said that after one win. Did. Like, nah, bro, as long as it's still a problem.
He did.
It's still a problem. Something we didn't touch on yesterday. We've talked about it before. It's worth throwing back out there just to kind of put a bow on this. Philadelphia is, in fact, not going to New Jersey.
Oh.
The 76ers in Philadelphia got all of that fixed. And the 76ers are going to be playing in Philadelphia.
Well, now they got to make the long trek downtown.
Way further than that place in New Jersey was.
Instead of just going next door.
It's way further away. But they announced that yesterday. Some more details about Adrian Wojnarowski. We had our numbers right yesterday, though. Good for us. Woj was making about $7 million a year, about $6, $7 million a year. Mm. Had 3 years left on his deal and walked away from all of it. Walked away from about $20 million total to get his life back. I appreciated what Schefter said. I feel like Schefter can be a bit of a clown at times, but I think his breakdown of what those guys do kind of checks out. He's like, yeah, Woj decided he didn't want to take a shower anymore with his phone pressed up against the glass, or put it in a bag and put it in the shower because he can't miss a text, or have to hold his phone with him everywhere he goes, sleep with the volume on high, and all those different things. And it was like, yeah, that checks out for what it feels like an NBA/NFL insider is.
It seems miserable. It does not seem fun. It seems like it's something that might be cool for a little while, but like we said yesterday, like, this is what I'm going to do for the next 20, 30 years of my life? Like, no. No. Like, getting all the, for me, getting all the tea, having it first, you know, getting the accolades for that seems cool, seems fun. It seems, if you got it, it seems dope. Maybe for a season or two or five. I cannot imagine this is what I have to do for the next 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That, right. No.
Yeah.
I would have been done if I was Woj.
Yeah, Woj's been doing it a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing it a long time. We'll come back. Some Hall of Fame finalists have been named. Some interesting names, too, as it pertains to the NFL. WNBA regular season wraps up tonight. We'll talk about all of that.
We talked about one coach saying they want to get back into coaching. You hear about the other one?
Yeah, I'm ignoring that. I'm not surprised he wants to get back in.
I think he will, too.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. Steelin' with KC, brought to you by TrainWithMap.fit. /ESPN1320. Head over to the website now for your free to book your free nutritionist consultation, or use the free macro calculator, or click on the link that'll take you to maptrition.com. Grab your BCAAs, grab your strength enhancers, grab your fat burners. I'm gonna be honest with you, I ran out of a couple of my supplements, man, and my last two workouts have been trash. So I gotta head over to see my man Greg. get re-upped, get ready to go. I actually just got a text from Greg. He said the creatine gummies are in.
Hey,
let's go.
Hey.
It's Swole Fall, baby. We all getting big this winter. head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320, and we'll be back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Let's start with the Hall of Fame class.
Oh, real quick before we do, breaking news.
No.
You know, we...
This is
it's now officially official.
Mm-hmm.
After the Giants 5-3 loss today in Baltimore, they've been eliminated from postseason contention. Don't color me bad. Color me surprised.
What's color me bad when it got to do with it?
Just color me surprised. I had to pay homage to color me bad. Now they're like, oh, Farhan, you know, this looking like they're probably going to get him out of here and all this. Man, he set this franchise back 5 years. I can't even really be happy that he's going to be gone because the franchise has been set back 5 years already.
Let you vent. Get it off.
I ain't got nothing, man. This season was exactly what I said it was gonna be. I said this was one of the five most boring Giants teams of my lifetime, and they lived up to it. This was awful. This season was awful. I'm surprised they just now eliminated. I eliminated their asses 3 weeks ago.
It's a while ago, yeah.
I think before yesterday, I ain't watched the Giants game in 2 weeks. For what? My boy Ramos. I like Ramos. He hit a splash hit. The first right-hander to hit a splash hit the other day. I saw that. I saw the highlights of that. But what I'm going to do on a Saturday or Sunday, sit around and watch Giants Padres?
No.
These guys. This is a traditional, classic, legendary franchise, and not just Major League Baseball, all the sports. And these bums are running it into the ground. This is disgusting. That bum Charles Johnson and that bum Farhan. They're running this storied franchise into the ground and not even just making them bad because they're not even bad. They're not like the White Sox or anything. Like to a certain degree, I'm not asking for this. I'm not asking. But to a certain degree, there is memories attached to this White Sox season. There is a story attached to this White Sox season. These guys just are nothing. They're not even fun to watch. They're not even fun to root against. They're not even fun to even follow. Like I said, the White Sox, once again, nobody wants this, but you could say 10 years from now, man, I remember that 2024 White Sox team. They were awful. Oh, man, historically bad. I just remember how bad they were. What am I going to say about this year? What am I going to say about the 2024 Giants? Nothing. They will not be a memory at all about the 2024 Giants. Let me see if I can think of five memories from this season. Eliel Ramos, that's a good one. Blake Snell's no-hitter. That's two. I'm out. I don't remember anything else from this season. Nothing. I'm out. I can't remember a damn thing from this season. That's how bad it is. That's how boring they were. Like I said, they were going to be.
The good news is you're handling it well. And that's the first step.
I can't believe they're doing this to my Giants. That bum Charles Johnson and that bum Farhan, I can't believe they're doing this to this storied franchise, just making them virtually irrelevant, unappealing, and boring.
Would this be a bad time to point out Shohei Ohtani just stole base number 50?
Yeah, it would. Why? Yeah. Save that for 4:30. Say that at 4:30.
I don't think the KSFM audience would be interested in that.
A damn Shohei. And oh man. And then this guy, Farhan, thought he was going to get Shohei with the same contract that the Dodgers had. What was the offer? The offer might have been like 500. If you don't offer him $500 billion, you ain't getting him with a regular offer that everybody else can. You got to go three times past that.
That'd be a record.
These guys stink. Get them out of San Francisco. Get that bum Farhan out of here. And Charles Johnson, you want to talk about sell. Make some black and orange sale shirts for me. Get that bum to sell.
Okay.
Zabo. I heard that too. I heard Zabo in the Matthews match at Chatty House. They saying Giants getting Soto. Yeah, Soto's leaving the Bronx. I'm not even getting at Zabo. I'm just talking about the theory in general. Yeah, Soto's leaving the Bronx to come to San Francisco. Yeah, all right.
Well, unfortunately, Shohei Ohtani did in fact just steal base number 50. Oh, right. And he's now
awesome.
He's now two home runs away from the first ever 50-50 stat line.
That's fantastic. It really is fantastic,
though. And we're all here to witness it. There won't be any grainy footage of Shohei Ohtani's heroics.
We're seeing it. We're seeing it. That's a lot. What they got, about 2 weeks left? About 10 games, maybe?
I think we're at. I think there's 10, including this one that's playing. Mm. Did they play last night?
They did.
Okay, so I think it's 10, including this game that's playing.
I'm confused because when I seen the Giants get eliminated, I'm like, oh, what, is there 50 games left? I told you 50 games ago they were eliminated. So there's no tracking for me, them getting eliminated, but I wasn't sure.
Do you have anything else you want to get off your chest? Or I just don't want to, like, mention Eli Manning and then, oh, by the way, I just want to, you know, we here. It's therapy.
I didn't go to the Giants game all year.
Well, you said you didn't have anything to say 12 minutes ago, and turns out you had a few things you wanted to get off your chest.
I don't think I got anything else to say. I didn't go to the Giants game all year. I thought about going. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go next year. I'm going to go. Like, I'm going to go.
You'll go here, though.
I'll go here for sure, but I'm going to go down to San Francisco. I'm going to check out the Giants, man. But this is just nasty work. It's just nasty work that's going on in San Francisco. And they got that bum of an owner, Charles Johnson, who don't even care about baseball. Where's Larry Bear? You know what I mean? Get Larry Bear. Get Brian Sabian back out here, man. These guys, they don't even care. Once again, this is a storied franchise. This ain't the damn Marlins we're talking about. This is a story. This is one of the most storied franchises in the history of sports. And these bums don't even care. They want to build another condo. That's what they worried about. Oh, let's build a condo. We didn't bought acres over here and we could buy a high rise. Don't nobody care about that. You a real estate company or you a basketball or a baseball team? Oh, building condos. I don't care about what's over on the other side of McCovey Cove. I'm worried about what's on this side of McCovey Cove. That's what I'm worried about. I don't give a damn about them high rises.
I wonder if Farhan was here, what he'd say about Kenny's diatribe.
Well, I understand. I understand the frustration. And look, I understand that a lot of people want things to go right here in San Francisco. But like I've said for a long time, wins are actually a little overrated. The Vazorp is what you have to look at. And if the Vazorp and the Gerzurg match, that's when you get a better concentrated effort of being a top-flight franchise. Which, to be honest with you, being a top-flight franchise, mathematically, it doesn't really matter to anything. What you really want is you want a team-wide Vazorp. And if that Vazorp matches with a Gerzurg, then that's when you'll have absolute culmination of success. And to be honest with you, success is actually a little overrated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.